Hello everyone, this is Mashur Anam from lifeharmonize.com. Thanks for joining. This is the coaching call number 4 for those of you who have purchased the holographic transformation package through Your Wealth Revolution. So I'd like to get started with a short journey. So please close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And let's reactivate the harmonic shield around all of us, individually and as a group. And as a group, let's go to the center of the sun. So we learn to operate from neutrality, non-judgment, and purity. Let's call the rings of harmony around all of us. And let's start to gently detox our energy fields. Let all issues, disharmonies, blocks, and anything that is preventing you from achieving the life that you're looking for, the goals that you have, the things you want to manifest. So let's release all of those blocks. I will bring in some transformation energy for the entire group. I'll bring in some healing energy for the entire group. I'll bring in some energy for unconditional love for the entire group. I'll bring in some vibration of abundance for the entire group. Now I'm going to open up the vision board and I will look at the entire group and see what are some of the morphic fields people are connected to. So morphic fields that are connected to lack of abundance, lack of relationships, lack of health, or lack of fun, joy, recreation, or lack of purpose, spiritual growth, lack of harmony. So let's disconnect all of those morphic fields for the entire group. Let's look at everyone's bank accounts. Let's run the rings of harmony for all of your bank accounts, your homes, your portfolios, any investments that you may have, and anything else that you have when it comes to finances and abundance. Let us release all issues and disharmonies. I'm going to run the program Restore Inner Abundance for everyone, for all of your energy fields, for your homes, businesses, retail locations, websites, business cards, brochures, marketing materials. And for all of your bank accounts, savings accounts, let's stay in this vibration for a little while. and absorb the information the program brings for you. Let us now open up the Liquid Luck program. Apply template Liquid Luck. You can launch it anytime. Put some of your goals on the vision board. Some of your goals related to abundance. Let the vision board extract all the information and transform them. The vision board sends out a pulse of golden light through you and the entire planet, radiating your wishes. Let's look at the vision board and disconnect from all issues, people, places, timelines, morphic fields that can prevent us from allowing our goals. Let's breathe in and out gently and deeply a few times. Let's absorb all the information, all the solutions that we have received. And let's gently open our eyes and come back to the present moment. So I will put us all in Q&A mode. And if you have a question, then please press star 6. Hello.
Hello, Bashir.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question about how do we personalize. Well, you made a comment today on Darius's program about, you know, eventually we'll be able to do this this programming ourselves. So how do we go about visioning that or embracing that opportunity?
Well, one thing to do is to really integrate these programs for you, really understand how they interact with you. Start to understand when you release something, what comes out of you. When you work with clients, you know, how do you notice them releasing things? How do you notice transformation? So you need to start to able to notice things. That's the main part of it. So once you start to notice, you can look at a pattern of disharmony. Let's say, what does a pain look like? What does a pattern of headache look like for you? Or let's say a wrist pain looks like to you. And then what would be the pattern of harmony for that, you know, for that same thing? So let's say when you don't have a headache, when you feel perfectly healthy mm-hmm. and fine, what does that look like to you?
Okay.
So you need to be able to recognize the patterns. So learn to work with the programs and really start to notice how you feel, notice how they interact with you. Once you really integrate them and start noticing, then you will start to understand what gets released, you know, which timeline, who are some of the people. Gradually, all of these will open up for you.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes, it makes sense, and I thank you.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hi, Mashur.
Hi.
I'm a budding life coach and energy healer yet. So I've got two questions about that. One is, can I use the tools with clients? And how would I do that?
You can use the tools for clients. However, they will not be able to run it for them unless they have the installations for me. So if you have a client, you can say, or you can think, or you can just intend, activate the rings of harmony for this person, and or let's say activate the rings of harmony for this group of people, for this couple, for this family, and release all issues regarding, you know, pick a topic, or just general activate the rings of harmony around this person, which will do a basic detoxing, cleansing, purification, and all that. So you can just call these programs for your clients also.
Okay.
So you can do, let's say, apply template, ring, apply template, restore inner abundance for a particular person. So you can do that.
Oh, so you can use the templates too.
Mm-hmm, right.
Great. And then I said I was a budding energy healer life coach. I'm having a... I'm keep procrastinating and getting overwhelmed with how to get started and lacking confidence and doing everything but getting started. And I'm wondering if there's any, like, what tools I could use to build my confidence and make it happen.
Did you write down all the steps that's necessary? First thing is for you to write down all the steps that's necessary. What would you like to do? What type of programs? What type of, you know, how many clients? So create a structure for your business. Once you create a structure for your business, use the Rings of Harmony to release any issues, and then use the vision board to define your goals.
Okay.
And then you can also use Restore Inner Abundance for yourself and your office, home, business, accounts, so that you can hold higher vibration of abundance. And you can use the Liquid Luck program to attract more clients.
Okay. And are you doing any personal coaching? Is it possible to see what specific issues I have regarding that blocking me?
Yes, that's on my website under services.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hi, Ms. Shore. This is Melissa, and I have a question about, is it normal when you're going through a lot of growth to sometimes have bad dreams or nightmares?
Dreams also let you purge a lot of memories, so sometimes they can happen. They could be related to other timelines or something that you're tapping into.
Uh-huh.
But you can always run the Rings of Harmony. So let's say before you go to bed, run the Rings of Harmony around your dreams and release all issues.
Okay, that sounds good, because last night I was having dreams, and I suspect they had to do with boundary issues with me. So it seems like...
Yeah, so if you know what the dreams represent, then you can work on some of those topics, you know, some of these issues.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm Ashur. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
I have a question about, I was running several of the programs, listening to them. I've installed all of them, but one morning, a couple of days ago, I was listening, you know, in the background as I'm doing some work, several of the programs simultaneously. And then what happened after about an hour and a half is I got really sick. So I'm just wondering, and I know you always talk about noticing what's going on with you when you're playing with the energy, but since that happened,
mm-hmm.
I've tried to do a lot of work to clear it out, but in the future, do you have a recommendation, or is it really is such a personal thing?
Well, normally when people release something that is very deep, they can feel some discomfort. It depends on how sensitive you are. So
mm-hmm.
I normally ask people that, you know, in the beginning to go slow and
mm-hmm.
see how the programs interact with you and what how you release. So it's a matter of noticing what shows up for you and how your system responds, and then you can figure out how much you can handle. So once you see that things are in harmony, you know, just run one program or just run the Rings of Harmony around these issues, and
mm-hmm.
then gradually add another one. You know, you don't have to do every single program every single day. They're just available for
right.
you. You can pick and choose based on whatever issues are showing up.
Well, when I first got the program, you know, all of the different downloads, I was
mm-hmm.
just doing one a day, and I'd been doing that for a while. So then I just thought, well, let me try to do a few more and
mm-hmm.
see what happens. So
okay,
now
which
I
one
know.
Were you running? The release program?
I was doing releasing the guilt and shame. I was doing the I'm trying to remember now.
Yeah, the release programs bring up a lot of issues. So
okay.
you can always
there was
yeah, you can always also keep running the Rings of Harmony around you
mm-hmm.
and anytime you feel anything coming up. So this way you will release those faster.
Yeah, I have been doing that. So I just didn't know if there's anything else I could get
mm-hmm.
get from you about that. So I'm
Well, one thing you can do is Yeah, so one thing you can do, and this is for everyone who is sensitive, you can use the vision board to redefine how you notice or how your body responds. Instead of you having a physical response, you can ask that you want to know the information through self-realization. So you can gradually map your brain to do that. So instead of getting some kind of a physical response, you can understand mentally that, oh, this is happening because of these five reasons. So okay. You can do that too.
Yeah. Great. And most of the symptoms have gone away, but I'm still having headaches, which isn't that just part of the releasing, do you think, of the energy because of just being sensitive?
Yeah, if you are sensitive, then you can feel that. I would say, you know, also use the vision board, disconnect from that symptom. Connect with some of the Qigong masters and yogis. Connect with the solution that would harmonize this headache.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Hello.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I have a question about... slightly different than what's gone before. You include among who you're calling ascended masters, Athena, Kuan Yin. And so I'm curious as to how you are defining ascended masters.
How I am deciding who to call?
No, defining. To me, an ascended master is one who is born into a body and then is able, through their own efforts, to accelerate the speed of vibration of their physical body so that it vibrates as light, and they leave the physical as light, and thus they are ascended. But obviously, being such as Athena, for example, would not really fit that category. So I'm curious as to... what's up with Athena as an ascended master?
Well, a lot of people, I mean, that's a general description, but here's the thing, though. You may not ascend from a particular lifetime, but you could have a number of different lifetimes where one of them, you ascended from one of those. So, you know, when you talk about Athena, yes, she did ascend. Whether it's that lifetime or the one before, after, doesn't really matter. But the collective consciousness is there. So you can call, you know, up any of the masters. They have many different personalities. You know, all these gods and goddesses people talk about, they have lots of different personalities. They have lots of different lifetimes. So it depends on which one you choose. But their higher consciousness is still there.
Well, higher consciousness, definitely, you know, an archetypal, high vibrational being. So... Well, I don't want to take up too much time with that. All right, that's me for now. Thank you, dear, so much for your work. You're amazing.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. So I am wondering... if you, because I'm feeling some interference from like family members and like I sense for the O2. So how do you clear that? Because I keep having dreams about them after running the program. It's like I see them and they obviously suggest things.
So one thing I recommend these days is start to connect with all of your lifetimes. So activate the rings of harmony around myself and all of my lifetimes on Earth. You can do that. So simultaneously, you're working on all of these lifetimes to release, detox, cleanse, and purify. So when things are released from many different lifetimes that may have connections with who you are now, some of these issues automatically can disappear.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hi, Monsieur. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question. I know you speak of it on Derek's show today, but like I have family members that I want to activate for, and you always said that it's better for them to activate it themselves. So I can let my kid, if you say it would work for my immediate family, does that mean my children and my brothers and sister, or how immediate is it?
Well, normally I talk about people in your immediate family living in the same house. So now, you know, if you have small kids, you can activate it for them, or you can teach them to activate this. By default, I enable the programs for, you know, the person who is purchasing and his or her immediate family members living in the same house. So that's how I do that.
Okay, so if my sister is living in another country and she wants to, do you, like, I know Darius special is about to end, but do you have, like, I know I've been to your website and you don't have, like, a special package like this one, like if my sister wants to buy it.
No, the special package is for Darius' show only.
Yes, okay. And then I have another question. I forgot I blanked out. But I have a conference with you later. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello. My question is, my question is, you know, let's say, like, if I have a specific issue, I'm not really sure how to use the different activations to speak it to, so that I can deal with my issue. So, for example, one thing is that I really want to, you know, for lack of a better word, I really want to come in alignment with my divinity and really to receive guidance from my higher self. And so I don't know how to speak with the different activations to really bring that forth.
Well, what really helps is using the rings of harmony on a regular basis to detox as much as you can. So when your fields are clean, when your, you know, energy fields like physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, all these fields are cleansed and purified, you can process a lot more information. You can receive more information. So rings of harmony can help you do that. Second is you can have that goal in the vision board about your alignment. Then you can also work with some of the stars, work with the consciousness of our sun. The way I take people into the sun, march with the consciousness of the sun, and just stay there. Look at the planet, look at the entire solar system, become a part of the sun. So expand your consciousness that way.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello. Hi, Masur. This is Irene.
Hi.
Hi. I have two questions, please. One is that I have been seeing this very complex grid system that is getting more complex and more miniaturized. Is this part of the holographic universe?
Which, you're talking about the holographic programs?
Yeah, I mean, is this a visual aspect of it or something else?
Well, you know, everything, when you talk about the holographic universe, and everything in this universe is a part of this holographic construct.
Okay,
so everything that we know of, all timelines, spaces, dimensions, realities, parallel universes, everything is a part of this construct.
Yes. Is there a reason why I'm seeing it? I mean, any special reason for that?
Is there a reason why you're saying it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Why are you saying it?
It's all around me in my apartment. You know, it shows up more late at night or during the night.
I'm sorry, what shows up?
It's a grid system that I see. It's actually...
You're seeing the etheric grid or...
Is that the global grid or?
It depends. I mean, different people can see it differently.
Okay.
Some people can see parts of it. Some people can see when they look up in the sky. So, but, you know, don't get scared or anything. Look at,
it's
you know,
not
focus
scary.
On a...
It's fascinating and it's very complex and it keeps changing.
Yeah, so, you know, just focus on any part, zoom in and zoom out, look
okay.
at how they are created,
mm-hmm.
You know, look at what are the geometries or equations or algorithms behind these, look at some of the colors, keep exploring.
I see. So in a way, when you start exploring it, they will shift and...
Yeah, then you can find out
become,
more information and you can even go deeper.
Because it's forever changing as everything is around us. Thank you. My second question is, I have been hearing this subliminal sound that it's hard to describe, but it's almost like if you had small metal wheels in the air spinning very fast and very close together and making this sound. And is this some sort of a clear audio or is it some sort of a signal? I thought it was coming from the apartment. You know, when I'm in the apartment, it seems to feel it. But when I leave it, it follows me, and I don't hear it all the time. It comes and goes, and the level, you know, the decibel changes also.
So tune into that. See where it's coming from. Take a journey through that sound. Follow the sound. Go to the source of the sound. Move that around.
I'm not sure if I can do that. How do I do that?
Well, you can go into meditation, think about that sound,
okay.
and almost like, you know, the way Einstein used to travel on light particles to understand how light would, you know, how fast light would go and which direction, how light would bend, all that. So you can do that. You can travel through a sound wave and just follow it. Don't force it. You know,
no, I really have no control over it. It comes.
No, I mean,
and goes.
I'm saying like, don't force yourself to do something. Just
uh-huh.
notice how it's flowing. Notice where it's coming from, which direction it's going to. You know, put something in its path. See how it deflects. So just do some experiment.
Oh, that's
on
an
it.
Interesting idea.
Yeah, because if it's a sound wave, when you block it, it's gonna deflect and it's gonna go somewhere else.
Okay, you gave me a few ideas. I really appreciate it.
All right.
I always make the mistake that I'm supposed to somehow respond when something is happening to me. And, you know, I normally don't communicate. I'm very silent. And a lot of times people have told me that you need to communicate if there is some energy around you and whatever. You agree with that?
Well, you can communicate with, you know, if you're talking about other beings, you can certainly communicate. You know, you can develop your senses. Work
mm-hmm.
with the harmonic shield. Go into the center of the sun. See who can follow you. Flush your energy. Flush your entire home
mm-hmm.
with sunlight. And from the center of the sun, you can reach out to some of the beings. Reach out to the sun itself, the consciousness of the sun, or some of the stars. See how they respond to you. What you notice. What type of thoughts, feelings, emotions
mm-hmm.
you get. So you can start there.
You think my uncertainty of I'm not sure how to respond to it actually blocking me to really go into the flow?
Don't think about all these blocks. Just use the vision board, disconnect from all blocks, and just do it. It will expand, and you will start to get more information as you play with the concepts.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Monsieur.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello, I'm Ashur.
Hi.
Hi. I've just got a little question. I'm a bit confused about the vision board. When you say put your goals, define your goals and put your goals on there,
mm-hmm.
I've always sort of, I suppose from reading books and things, thought goals had to be sort of positive statements or something. But quite often you'll say things like put lack of abundance on your vision board or something like that, and my brain sort of goes into confusion then. So I'm just can you just clarify for me exactly what we put on the vision board to start with?
Sure. So a vision board has two columns. It's almost like a spreadsheet. In the left-hand side, you'll have all of your goals and visions. In the right-hand side, the vision board generates all motion fields and other negative connections that are not beneficial for you with a disconnect button. So I can do two things. I can say display all issues with my abundance. Those are going to show up in the right-hand side because I want to detach those. When I say, okay, I want to make this much money, or I want to attract this many clients, or I want to have a home like this. They're just my goals. They're going to go into the left-hand side. And then I will disconnect all issues, people, places, timelines, morphic fields, anything that may prevent me from achieving my goals. So all of those are going to show up in the right-hand side.
Yeah.
So anything that I don't want and I want to disconnect
yeah.
from, those show up in the right-hand side. So you can click or press the button that says disconnect or sync disconnect. And then the goals that you have, they get converted into a matrix of information. And then some transformation happens on the vision board so that you can receive the goals. Receive the, you can allow the manifestation.
Right. Yeah, okay. What I was doing like was 1, 2, 3. I thought I had to actually put the goal on first and then go across to the right-hand side. But I can start on the right-hand side, like I can start with the lack of sort of issues.
Yeah, so the right-hand side is basically reserved for the vision board to generate issues. So even if you put your goals in the right-hand side, it will put them in the left. So, you know, don't worry about that. You can drag and drop your goals anywhere. The vision board knows how to extract them.
Yeah.
It will only generate it will only display fields, connections, morphic fields, all of those things in the right-hand column. So you can see them and you can disconnect them.
Yeah, okay. I think I've got it. Okay, thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle. Okay, I love the programs, and they work great when I ask good questions. However, one of the things I'm noticing is that when I apply the programs and they start working for me, a lot of times the ego will kick in really hard. Any suggestions on how to handle that?
Well, you could use the vision board to disconnect from all issues, disconnect from all ego-related issues, and use the rings of harmony around yourself. So all issues, all blocks, all disharmonies that are creating this type of response can be released.
Okay.
Makes sense. Yeah, so use the rings of harmony so you can use it for yourself. Also, you know, use it for your ancestors so you can also release ancestral patterns. Create a network. So for everyone now the way you can create a network is you're going to have yourself and a bunch of other people, let's say all of your ancestors going back to 3 or 4 or 5 generations. So even if you don't know them, just think about them. Let them all be in front of you, around you, and everyone's going to have a set of rings of harmony around them. And a larger set of rings of harmony around the entire group. So that's how you can set up a network so that everybody can release and transform issues simultaneously. Makes sense?
Wow, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Monsieur. This is Carly from Colorado.
Hi.
This is kind of a basic question, but I've been wondering if it's best to listen to the download, your download recorded of what I'm working on, what I want to work on, like the Rings of Harmony or the Inner Abundance. Listen to that and have you activate and enable again each day, or do I just have to do it on my own?
It is up to you. If you're comfortable just using the commands, then that's great. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I use them, I just call the Rings of Harmony. And because I know how that works, I know how they come down, I know, you know, what gets released. So until you are comfortable, you can listen to the recording. But once you are comfortable just using the activation commands, then you don't need to listen to the recording. You can still listen to it time to time, because there's a lot more information there.
Right.
But get used to using these tools on the fly so that whenever you need them, you can just use them.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been doing, actually. But I thought maybe it would be more powerful to listen to your your downloads.
Yeah, suddenly at least listen to them once.
Oh, I listened to them all, yes. Uh-huh. I've listened to them, and then where I received the, you know, when you enabled them for
mm-hmm.
us.
Yeah, so now also if you have something that's really bothering you and if you're having a hard time, you can also listen to the recording because I do have the activation, but sometimes I'm bringing extra information there.
Yes.
So you can certainly listen to them, to the recordings, and work on some specific issues.
Good. Now, the other thing, which programs, in which programs is it important to use the vision board? The Inner Abundance, or do you just activate the template Inner Abundance?
Anytime you are specifying goals, you can use the vision board. There are some programs like Inner Abundance, the two release programs, and Love is Power. Those, they are just defined programs so that they will come and do their work. You don't need the vision board. However, you can also say apply template, restore Inner Abundance, and you can make a wish or, you know, you can specify a goal. Let's say to generate X amount of, you know, dollars this year or to bring in this many clients.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also do that with this program. You can also specify a goal.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for your work, Ms. Shore. It's just fascinating to me.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Hello.
Hello, thank you. This time I come from Germany. I've got three questions. One, is it necessary to always go first and to always activate the harmonic shield and go into the sun before activating any of the other tools?
No, you can just activate the harmonic shield once per day. The reason I do this in the recording for all of the recording is because in the past, a lot of people purchase programs separately, so I wanted to get them into a habit of activating the harmonic shield if they haven't done it already. But you only need to activate it once.
Okay, thank you. One other thing I noticed after purchasing your program, I've been using it for some weeks now, is there's always a sound in my ears, and I don't really have a clue what to do about this because I notice that every time I meditate and every time I use your program, I'm always having this sound in my ears or in my head. Do you have any suggestion for me?
You could be hearing the matrix. When the program runs, you know, these they create a vibration. They create light. They create sound because our building block is light and sound. So you could be hearing that.
Okay.
Yeah, so tune into that. Some people's energy fields are more geared towards working with sound vibration. So, yeah, feel free to explore that. Send out some sound vibration from your hands or from your consciousness. See how that works.
Okay, thank you. My last question. What is most important? Just going into the middle of the sun or using the green and the blue rays as you used to refer to in the last session?
The green ray is for healing. So if you're looking for healing, then you can bring the green ray. But in general, I ask people to go into the sun because purity can follow you into the sun. Impurity cannot follow you, so sun can also help you to do a very, thorough detox. Also, when you march with the consciousness of the sun, you get more into neutrality and non-judgment. So this way you can also expand your consciousness a lot more.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hi, Mashur.
Hi.
Mashur, my question
First of all, I want to tell you, my cat has a robotic litter box, and it didn't work for 2 years, and it's kind of expensive. I didn't buy a new one. I activated the rings of harmony around it, and it started working. Thank you so much.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and I also did that, the same thing for my MP3 player, which didn't work, and it started working too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, entities would be released when you use the rings of harmony.
Yeah, and when you see things like that, you know it's really energizes you.
Mm-hmm.
Mashur, my question would be, I'm learning, I'm seeking the idea that the reality is a hologram created by mm-hmm. my subconscious mind. Is this right?
Well, it depends on how you define subconscious. I normally say your higher consciousness, because sub, when you look at folder versus subfolder, this is something underneath, hidden.
Oh,
so I would say higher consciousness. But at the highest level of consciousness, the projection, see, when you talk about universe being holographic in nature, that means the projection is coming from somewhere else. So that is something you can explore. Where is the projection coming from? Who is projecting? Why? So those are some of the things you can explore. Make sense? All right.
Mashur, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. I didn't hear the last your answer.
Oh, I was saying, you know, explore where the projection is coming from. You know, when the universe is holographic in nature, that means
okay.
the projection is coming from somewhere else. So explore the options. Where is it coming from? Who's projecting? Why? How is it being projected? How can you work with it? How can you transform it?
Okay.
So play with those concepts.
Okay, then I have another question. I'm trying I'm trying to help my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But, what happens when I activate rings of harmony around her? Does it help only my projection?
No, it helps her because you know she exists in this reality.
Oh, she does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so whatever I do will help her.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And my other question is how to activate the visualization. I have
You were actually breaking off. I couldn't hear you.
Oh. which tools can I use to activate my visualization?
So you want to see more?
Yes.
So take a crystal or a glass of water and play with that. Ask yourself, if I could see the aura field, what would that look like? If the water was blue, what would it look like? Color it in blue, red, yellow, green. Keep doing this in your mind. And let your brain get used to the idea that you want to receive additional information so that you can see more. Because the reason you don't see enough because your brain filters out 95% of the information because you never needed them. So it needs to know that now you need them and now you want them.
Mm-hmm.
So keep playing with these concepts. You know, look at a crystal, ask if I could see an aura field, what would it look like? Use the rings of harmony, ask if I could see what's coming out of the crystal or the home or my food, what would they look like?
Mm-hmm.
So keep asking those questions and then your brain can gradually make a new neural network so that you will receive the information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
And my last question would be, which tools use to stay in the here and now, to be in the present moment as much as possible?
Well, you can always use the rings of harmony to release and detox. That's like the basic tool I always talk about. So once you release, not only from your current lifetime, but from all of your lifetimes, you can hold the alignment much stronger. So you can receive more information, you can receive higher guidance, and you can hold this alignment 24/7.
Okay, thank you so much, Monsieur.
You're welcome.
Thank you for...
Hello.
Hello, Monsieur.
Hi.
I have two questions, please, and of course I really want to thank you for this amazing work that you're doing. I'm having all kinds of wonderful shifts in my life already. I've been working with the programs for about a month. One question is, how can, I like to work with crystals and stones, and how can we work with these programs with crystals and stones? Do you have any suggestions?
Well, you can use the rings of harmony to harmonize them, to release issues, blocks, any negative energy stored in them. Because if you know how to measure them, then you would see that once you apply the rings of harmony, let's say if your crystal was, for example, vibrating at plus 50, it will probably be plus 5,000.
Yeah.
Or even higher. So, yeah, the rings of harmony will definitely create higher vibration, and it will release negativity. It will also harmonize their structure so they can absorb more light and hold more light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's my experience in working with them, is when I facilitate healing work, that they assist in the room by holding the higher frequencies for us, so that
mm-hmm.
that's not something I have to focus on myself.
Yeah,
okay,
so you can
you.
Always use the rings of harmony for that.
Okay, great. The other question I have is, for those of us who are working with resolving debt, do you have any other suggestions other than
if you're focusing on debt, you're creating the vibration of debt. So I will focus
right.
on abundance.
So don't even
yeah,
deal
so
with
disconnect
it.
From all yeah, disconnect from all debt, all issues with finances, and look at abundance. How can you generate more abundance? Run
okay.
the Restore Inner Abundance programs, run and the Liquid Luck program. So keep running these for your home, yourself, your accounts, your, anything else that you have when it comes to finances, business,
mm-hmm.
Job. So keep running these and absorb higher vibration of abundance.
And then the debt will resolve
yeah,
itself.
Yeah, so you wanna raise the threshold of your income comfort zone and your savings comfort zone, not necessarily anything to do with debt.
Okay.
Because that's not a positive vibration for you.
Right. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hi.
Monsieur? Hi. Hi. I've been using your tools for about 4 days now. I'm so thrilled to have found this. I know they're right and true, and I've also discovered that I'm connected to a morphic field that does not believe any of this. Will that hinder my use, or will that be dissolved by using the tools?
Well, you can always disconnect from those morphic fields. Now, when you have a strong belief, you'll need to do it a number of times. Maybe you need to do it a few times a day for the next 2 weeks until your brain creates a new mapping that, okay, that was the old me. I don't resonate with that anymore. The new me believes that this is possible.
You said with the vision board.
Yes.
And what would be the technique? You talk about connecting to more fields that you want to be connected to. Is that the same process?
Yeah, you can, there are many different ways. You can use many different visuals. The way you would plug in, let's say, your iPhone or smartphone to a USB port on your computer, you can use that visual that you're connecting to the morphic field of, let's say, iPhones for abundance or some of the yogis and Qigong master for health and fitness. So you can do that visual. If you have seen the movie Avatar, the way mm-hmm. they connect and disconnect from animals, you can use that visual, or you can use, and you can use these visuals on the vision board too. So
but you could use them just when you're thinking about it. You don't have to do any other, you can just do that in your mind. You don't have to use it with another tool at that specific time, except for the shield and the rings of harmony, which I use all the time now.
Yeah, when you connect with them, see, you know, the vision board will get you used to all of this, but you want to get into the habit of whenever you have a negative connection, your brain can decide that this is not beneficial for me, so it will automatically disconnect. So until that happens, keep using the vision board, use the avatar visual, use different types of visuals. See which one you resonate more.
Just whenever things come up, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing. And how specific is it recommended to be with the vision board? Because sometimes I don't think I know what's the best thing for me, and sometimes I think I know what I want. And sometimes you are very general. And sometimes you say you can do all of that depending on what feels right.
Yeah, normally I'm not, I don't restrict anything. Like if you notice the example I was giving today and Darius' show, you know, I did not ask for any particular telesummit. When I saw that I would like to attend one, you know, I would like to be a speaker in one of them, I just let it show up, whichever one would align most with me. So, no, sometimes...
That feels better to me.
Yeah, sometimes you can
Yeah, because I've been taught to be very specific, and I need a home right now, and I don't know how specific I need to get with that or just work on the abundance issues and the stuff to clear that, which feels better to me in a way.
Yeah, so whatever resonates with you more.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is incredible stuff.
You're welcome.
So happy.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye.
Hello.
Hi, Mashur. I am Miguelina from Puerto Rico. I'm calling you from New York. Actually, I'm able to get through, so this is just a pleasure for me. This is making my dream come true. Now, I have a few doubts about what have been said, and one of the things that I want to ask you is, how do I deal with the loss of my loved ones? Like I lost my husband, my best friend, my mother just passed recently. And these tools have helped me a lot. But, you know, like when you lose people that are so close to you, I'm virtually just almost all alone doing the tools. And I try to help my family, now my sisters. I have three sisters. They don't speak English. So I try to activate the tools, and I say it in English, but they don't know what I'm saying. They think I'm crazy now because I lost my mother and this and that. Is it okay if I do it in English even though they don't understand?
They understand, it doesn't really matter. When you say activate and the tool, you know, when you use the activation phrase or when you intend for it, since you have the installation, you can use the phrase. You can say it in your mind, you know, you don't have to say it out loud, or you can even just intend that activate the rings of harmony. You don't even have to say it. So since you have the installation, you can just intend for it also.
Okay,
and
I do it in English. Okay.
Yeah, so for your family, you know, it doesn't matter what language they speak. Once you call it, the rings will come and do their work.
And I put my deceased ones there, like my husband, mother, father, everybody, in the harmonic shield.
In the rings of harmony?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can create a network. So
mm-hmm.
all of your family members, you know, put them all together, bring the rings of harmony around every one of them, yourself and all of your family members, and a larger set of rings of harmony around the entire group. So this way, all transformation happens for the entire family.
Now, I know I've heard you before saying how we get active and all that, but then it seems that all I do is like playing, like you're saying, with the tools, which make me so happy. And I've gotten like a little bit laid back, like I have to do so much. And I also get lazy, like I just want to sleep and play with the tools, go to the beach, flush with the sun, and I just got to get out and do things. So any advice on that?
You can put all those goals in the vision board. Use the rings of harmony around you and your goals and you and your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take action.
Okay, I got to get going. Also, anything besides Avatar, I never seen the movie, and nobody, I don't find anybody to kind of lend it to me, so I have to go find it and purchase it probably. But is there any other movie that I can find out if you can post it on your page or any readings that we can do to learn about the holographic system? And my last thing is the moon and the sun. When I flush, I tend to flush with the sun, but I love looking at the moon. What's the connection, if there any, there?
Well, they're both connected, but sunlight is what we need for our cells, for our body, for our chakras. So that's how why I connect with the sunlight.
Okay. All right.
But the moon is connected to the flow of water in your body and on the planet.
Okay. Then in Puerto Rico, we have the coquis. So whenever I'm like, I activate the harmonic shield, it's like I activate the coquis also. They start like singing and singing and singing so loud. And I thought it would be only in Puerto Rico. But I recently was in Orlando, and the critters, like the noise, all these little insects were like making a lot of, which make me so happy. It's like they're singing. So I guess there's a connection there, right?
Well, the animals understand that. You know, nature understand more than us.
That's my connection. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And it's so scary to talk also. It's my very first time, and I'm 60 years old, never made a call. And I'm sitting here, like, trying to learn how to do Skype, how to do this, just to listen and have a little advice from you. So keep that up, because it's really appreciated. I love you much. I love you. So.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
It's great that you joined. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hi, Michelle. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I've been applying the tools every day. I don't know for how long, a few weeks. And there's a couple of issues up, but at the same time, there's a lot of resistance that are conflicting with each other. Sometimes my intention when I apply the tools get the opposite effect from it. Like if, you know, on business, on work, on finances, money, if I think of a person that I'm going to get on an important call or with business, and I have my intention, I apply the tools, I use a vision board, but then I get either resistance or an opposite reaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of
people... Just to give example.
Yeah, I've seen that, you know, as I was growing up, you know, I had an aunt who always used to say that, you know, whenever I want something, I ask for the opposite, because otherwise it won't come true. This is a very strong morphic field that a lot of people are connected to. So you need to detach yourself from this, and you need to connect with the morphic field that says you can achieve 100% success 100% of the time. So keep detaching, you know, do some work, let your brain create a new connection so that you can understand that whatever you're looking for, you can achieve those, you can accomplish those. It's not a part of getting something that is not what you want. It's a morphic field, and you need to disconnect from this. So when you understand that concept, start to work with really what is it that you're looking for. Feel that vibration. Ask yourself, when I have this, you know, when I accomplish this, what would that do for me? You know, how would I feel? What would I see? What would change? So keep asking those questions. So when you ask these open-ended questions, your brain gets busy figuring out what to do and how to do with all the new things instead of going back to the old patterns.
Mm-hmm. So would you suggest practicing with that mostly with the vision board, disconnecting, or with the rings of harmony, or like what tool should I play with?
The first thing I always recommend is the rings of harmony. So rings of harmony mm-hmm. around you, your goals, your projects, your the issue mm-hmm. that you are facing, that sometimes things show up, you know, whatever you're not looking for, that's what shows up. So around mm-hmm. all of these, around the rings of harmony, detach from all of these fields using the vision board. And then, mm-hmm. you know, see which other program would be most appropriate for that particular issue. Maybe it's about getting more abundance. You know, if something that has to do with abundance, you also need to understand where your abundance comfort zone is. So your income comfort zone and savings mm-hmm. comfort zone. Sometimes if you don't raise these, then when you have good things happening and you're above this comfort zone, then other things will happen so that you will end up spending money. So for that reason, you also need to use the restored inner abundance to rewrite your abundance matrix.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. And it just works itself. No, it's not like I have to be pushing it or...
No, just,
it will just,
you know,
like work itself.
Yeah, just to notice how things work out. Just spend some time with the programs. Notice what they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hi, Rosetta Thomas. How are you, Monsieur?
I'm great. How are you?
I bought your program, and I have this coughing. I coughed all night last night. Is this a reaction where I need to just let it go, or do you know?
I've never heard about that before, but
okay.
Is this something that started recently?
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
so I'm going to the doctor. They said it's sinus.
Yeah, I mean, it could be many things. It could be the changing of season also. So, but, you know, you can always run the rings of harmony around coughing and all the issues. Connect with the Qigong masters and yogis for health and fitness and integrate their vibration. Use the green ray of the sun. Flush your energy field with the green ray to absorb more healing energy from the sun. So keep doing that. Like, you can bring the green ray through your lungs, through your heart, through all the chakras.
Okay. And then my next question was, I can't see the vision board. How can I write my goals on there if I can't see them?
Well, you can draw it on a piece of paper. Draw an
okay.
empty vision board with two columns and draw another one with a bunch of goals in the left-hand side and a number of connections that, like a morphic fields in the right-hand column with a disconnect
mm-hmm.
button. So you can
okay.
visualize that, and at some point when you start to work with this, your eyes will get used to seeing them.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me? Skype caller 1425. Can you hear me? I guess not. Hello.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. It's a pleasure to listen to you all the time. And today, during the interview, you said that we might be stuck in... the circumstances which we don't appreciate and don't like, because there is a lesson that we need to learn. So my question is, could you explain how to identify that lesson, what tools to use, and the same about the purpose, how to identify the purpose in life? I picked up some clues from the previous answers that you already made, but could you just concisely put it together as you do it so well?
Sure. Let's see. All right, so when you face an issue, like if you're facing something over and over again, that means it's coming back to you for a particular reason. So always ask, what is the lesson for in this? You know, what do I need to learn from this experience? Use the vision, use the rings of harmony around you and these issues, but also ask, what is it that I need to learn? And make the intention to absorb the lessons. So whatever the circumstances are, you don't even have to know the lessons consciously. If you know it, that's great. Even if you don't know it, you can still absorb the lessons. Just ask for the lessons to be integrated with your energy field.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for purpose, you know, that aligns when you are working with pure light and when your energy field is clear, when you have released blocks, disharmonies, the alignment will take you to your purpose. So I understand
okay.
a lot of people are thinking about this because, you know, all the shift and everything that's happening. But you, when your alignment is true, then, you know, there's sometimes a time factor because we do live in a four-dimensional world where this is the, you know, we have three-dimensional body and we live in time. So there's still a time factor. So don't get, you know, too caught up or frustrated about that. But you can always bring in, as I was mentioning, the vibration from Acyon and Maya. So
yeah.
These are two stars that can help to kind of give us some more information about our path, our goals, our visions, our purpose. So integrate some of those light from these stars and see what type of information you get. Ask for
okay.
some clarity. Use the vision board and ask, what is my purpose? I would like to know it, and I would like to get some information from external sources at least three times. So have some, you know, have some goals like that. See what happens.
I've been asking this question since I was seven. What am I? What's the purpose of my life? And at the moment, I feel that my life has come to a total standpoint. Whatever I'm trying to activate or start business-wise or any otherwise, nothing comes to fruition. I mean, even I'm beginning to sabotage myself. I can't even make the steps along the lines that I'm planning ahead. That's why I asked about the lesson. Is there anything that I can identify faster? But I understand about the time a bit more as well, because using your programs, I do feel the clearing, and I do feel the calm that takes me over me, and the clarity that comes with it. So
right.
I'll probably just have to continue doing what I was doing so far for the last few weeks, and hope that it will come through.
Yeah, so also disconnect from all these previous experiences,
okay.
things that did not work in the past. You know, disconnect from those, use the vision board, and connect with all the collective morphic field of all the people who know exactly what their purpose is. So connect with their vibration and understand that this is something that's coming down and integrating for you.
Okay.
You can, you know, connect with some of the stars or the sun, and as you flush your energy field with light, imagine that your purpose, your vision, your goals, they're all getting integrated for you, and your consciousness knows the information, and you will receive that soon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. I have a question. I'm just wondering, around food, and is it when you use the rings of harmony around food, is it changing the matrix of the food itself? So
it is raising the vibration,
or how can I best...
and it is energetically cleansing and purifying the food.
Okay.
So So if you could measure the vibration of your food, it would be much higher after you run the Rings of Harmony.
Okay. Because sometimes, you know, I can't buy organic food or whatever, and I want it to be as high as possible, especially for my children. I'm also wondering, this is kind of basic, I know after using this for a while, but do you have to say the phrase apply template before you just say activate whatever the tool is?
You know, you can think about it, you can wish for it, you can just visualize it. However you do it, it will come down for you. I have the phrases created to make these easier for people. For tools, I have activate, then the tool, and for programs, I have apply template and the program. So,
okay. Yeah,
even if you say activate, restore inner abundance, the program will still run for you. If you say apply template, rings of harmony, it will still run for you. So, yeah, don't get caught up on that. You can just wish the rings of harmony to run around you. That will work too. So once you have the installation, however you call them, they will work.
Okay, wonderful. I'm also wondering, if I'm working with other sorts of energy, like transmissions or whatever from other folks, how am I interfering with anything by doing more than one thing at one, you know, at the same time?
You're never interfering with anything as long as that is from pure light.
Okay. Okay. And then you were mentioning, I think, with one of the previous callers talking about just recently her life purpose, and you were saying to connect with the stars. Did you say Halcyon and Maya?
Halcyon and Maya, right.
Halcyon with an H, H-A-L.
A-L-C-Y-O-N-E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pronounced, it's spelled differently, but it's actually Halcyon.
Okay, I see. I can't thank you enough, Mishor. It's just been so wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
Hello. Can you hear me? 3696. Yes, no, going once, twice. All right. Hello.
Yes, hi, Mashur. This is Gurjeet, and I have a couple of questions. One is that with the Crystalline Matrix program, have you started sending out the vibration levels before and after the activation?
No, it's all being finalized now, so you should start to receive it very soon.
All right. Then the second question is, when I run the Rings of Harmony, I know that I say that run the, activate Rings of Harmony around whatever I say. And then what do I do? I just sit down and quietly or?
Well, initially you can spend some time with it just to know how they interact with you, what gets released, and start to notice this. But once you are used to that, you can just run it in the background.
Okay, so that means, like, if I say once, I can say run it for 24 hours. Can
I
do that?
You can say it, but once it's done, it will leave.
So then how many times should I be calling on the Rings of Harmony for a particular, say, issue, or say it's for myself? How many times should I be calling it during the day?
It is up to you. See how you feel. If it is something that is creating a lot of disharmony for you, then call the Rings of Harmony and stay with this, in a meditation, work with these, work with those issues, think about them, what's causing them, and let those Rings of Harmony work while you think about this, and then feel how you relate to this issue.
Okay, so sit with it for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or how long?
It's up to you.
Oh, okay. And you said they come down one at a time. So that's something I didn't understand because I thought they came down all together.
Yeah, they come down all together.
All right. Thank you for that, Mashur. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hello.
Mashur. Hello, good evening. Mashur.
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to ask you, what about if you realize, if you kind of see that you have a wormhole, like you taught us last time, which was very interesting for me to know of that. And so what do you do? How you clean it if you see it
you
is in your
You can run
house?
The rings of harmony, and that will detach wormholes. You can run the rings of harmony around your home or office, business, whatever you're talking about. So you can just run the rings of harmony, and it will detach wormholes.
All right, thank you. And other things, how do you learn how to measure? You know, I kind of ask myself, but also I wanted to ask you, you know, how did you learn about to measure? How did you learn to go into the timeline? Is something that you just did it naturally, or there are many different techniques to do that? Is that correct?
They actually opened up for me as I expanded my consciousness. I was not attempting to learn any of that, or, you know, I was not hoping to see chakras or anything. They just opened up as I cleaned up my field and as I started living from 12 chakra system. Okay, so that happens naturally for you. As you detox your field, purify everything, this will happen naturally.
Yes, it's been happening and it's been wonderful, you know, and I honestly also see myself cleaning a lot of things from the lineage, you know, and so I start to fly and go from the top. I was guided to do it, you know, because otherwise you can become too emotional if you drop down, you know, if there is lots of things to clean there.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing. Yes, yes. I can't wait for you to do any new things. And last question, if I might. You know, before the Ascended Masters, as you know, there are so many Ascended Masters. You have not included all of them. And especially Jesus, how come?
Well, the first batch was designed to, you know, create a direct connection with them. So whoever wanted to participate in that experiment, those are the ones who showed up. So when I do it again, then those will be a different set of Ascended Masters.
Well, I can't wait. Also, may I ask another question?
Okay, go ahead.
The last one, because, you know, I was thinking, how come maybe there is a reason for, you know, because the first holograms that comes to my mind is about to release fear.
Mm-hmm.
Since, you know, we live in a fear-based society, not to mention all the past. And how come you have not done that?
Well, I never resonated with fear, so maybe that's why I didn't... you know, develop that, but it is possible because a number of people have asked me about that, so I may create another one for fear and a few other type of you know, fear, anxiety, and a few other things. So I'll think about
Yes, thank you. So because, you know, as you know, they say everything is either fear or love. So most of the emotion, the roots is either fear or love. And yes, thank you. Thank you immensely. You have the most beautiful night. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye. Hello.
Hi, good evening, Mashur. Thank you, these calls are so helpful. This is Alora, and I've been working with the tools a couple of weeks. And one thing that I noticed is my heart. Initially, like when I ran the Love is Power and the other program, there was such an ache in my heart, not pain, but a deep ache. And mm-hmm. it's and then it really eased up, but it's like it's come back again, but it feels a little different. And I just wondered, does it just happen sometimes with layers and then as it clears?
It can happen. However, use the Rings of Harmony to connect with your all of your lifetime. So activate the Rings of Harmony around myself and all of my lifetimes on Earth.
Okay.
So do that. And let the Rings of Harmony flush out all disharmonies.
Okay, thank you. And then the other thing you spoke of today, I'm sorry I didn't hear the entire call, but you talked about opening the 12 chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm familiar with the colors for the seven and the reason or the purposes or at least the stated ones behind them. For the other five, is it necessary for us to know specific colors and or their purposes?
I'll do a call about the 12 rays of the sun, so I'll go a little deeper on those, like, you know, the colors, which rays they're connected to, where they are, all of those.
Okay. But in the meantime, I should just envision the cleansing and clearing?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes,
forth.
You can do that.
Okay. Thank you so much. Oh, one other question, I'm sorry. I was wondering about this. You said that the Pleiades holds the ascension energy for us?
No, Orion.
Orion, I'm sorry. Okay, if Orion holds the ascension energies for us, does that mean that we hold the ascension energies for something else?
No, Orion holds the ascension energy for this quadrant of our universe, so Milky Way and the surrounding galaxies.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Hello.
Hello, Monsieur.
Yes.
This is Janet calling. Most people want to release what doesn't serve them with the Rings of Harmony, sometimes from a past lifetime. But I'm wondering, can one apply the same procedure to bring forward different masterships that they might have had in a past lifetime that would serve them in this one?
Well, when you release more, you can absorb more energy and information from others. So you can always connect with some of the masters or teachers or guides or other lifetimes, you know, where you have accomplished certain things. So you can always connect to those lifetimes and bring in information.
Okay.
For example, you can send out a ray of light from the harmonic shield to a particular lifetime with the intention that you want to receive abundance information or certain type of, you know, whatever else you're looking for, certain type of information. So you can always do that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Really appreciate you.
Sure, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
I'm not sure. I'm so thankful and grateful for you and everything that you have helped me with and helping others with. I have a couple of questions. The one is about Rings of Harmony. I have been placing it around my daughters and my son-in-laws and my grandchildren, their homes, their pets, their vehicles, but they don't live with me. And I misunderstood that earlier, I think, when you said we could place it around anything. And so I started doing it to my family and friends, and then I thought I heard you say earlier today in the conversation that only people living in our household.
No, I enable it for people in your household so that you can all use it, but you can activate it for anybody. So that means people in your household, they can also activate. Now, people, let's say your son-in-law cannot activate it because he doesn't have the installation, but you can use it for him if he wants you to use it.
Okay. So I can send it to family and friends. I can ask to have the activate Rings of Harmony, like, around of all of my family.
Yes, you can.
I can do that.
Yes, you could do that. But however, it's, you know, I recommend that people take responsibility and do their own work, because otherwise you don't want to become you know, somebody who's going to be running around to activating everything for everybody else. So, yeah.
Okay, so would I be receiving karma from that? Would that karma create karma?
No. Why would that create karma? You're not doing anything bad.
Oh, okay.
Karma
okay.
is just a disharmony in timeline.
Okay. Okay. So it is okay for me to do it for my family, even though they don't live in my household.
Yes, you can activate it for other people.
Okay. Okay. And I do it several times a day, even for myself and my home. And I don't know, should I continue to do that or should I just do it once a day?
It's up to you.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you are okay with it, if you're too sensitive and releasing a lot, then you may want to slow down. But otherwise, it's fine.
Okay, good. No, it's been working good. It's been working really good. And then the harmonic shield, I put that around my home. And then a lot of times, because I live in an upper condo,
mm-hmm.
So when I say my home, I say also I include the ceiling, the floor, the walls, the doors, and the windows. Is that necessary since I'm in an upper condo?
No, well, your home means your entire apartment or condo.
Okay. No, would that also include my deck and my front porch and my stairway, or should
however,
I do that separate?
Well, however you define your home, it's going to do that. So in your mind, if you think your home is only your room, then you need to change the thought process. So once you understand that entire area that belongs to you is your home, so that is your definition of your home. So when you say your home, the shield will come around your home.
Oh, okay. Okay. I understand. Okay, very good. Very, very good. Okay. And I have a relative that's living in another country right now for the next several months and been sending rings of harmony to her. So how does it work with being even in another country?
Countries have no restriction. They can use it, you know, if you go to another planet someday, you can also use it on another planet.
Oh, okay, very good. And then I wanted some clarity. Like you were saying, Orion is for these ascension, but what was Axion and Maya for?
Those are the two Pleiadian stars, so the Pleiades system. So they are very good for alignment, your purpose, your vision, your goals, so downloading information.
Okay, for downloading information, okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thank you so much, and God bless you.
You're welcome. Take care. Hello.
Hi, Ms. Shore. I'm outside. Sorry for the noise, but thank you so much. I think you might have answered my question already through someone else, but I just want to double check. Do other modalities interfere using the tools? Like, do you do other things spiritual to enhance your spirituality?
I don't do anything else. Once you work with the hologram, you can access anything from any plane. So, however, if you are experimenting with different methods, as long as that is from pure light, it's always, you know, that's fine. So,
okay.
You know, many different teachers bring in many different aspects about life and the universe and how you think you may pick up different things from different people, but just make sure you work with pure light.
Yeah, and I wanted to know, the pure light thing is because I go to various 12-step programs, and I'm just wondering how that might be affected, because I get affected by the people there a lot because of, you know, them not being on a conscious, I mean, I don't want to judge them, but because I'm very empathic, so
okay.
I don't know how to use the harmonic rings around that in a positive way.
You cannot use them in a negative way. You can only use them in a positive way. But
okay.
Work with your harmonic shield. Customize. Okay. Ask the shield to customize for yourself because you're empathic and, you know, think about some of the things that you want to block and some of the things that you want to allow. And ask the harmonic shield to customize based on those criteria that you're defining.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, this is Daphne again. I want to ask you two questions. Number one, when you open up the vision board and you start to work with that and you work with the right column, which are the things that I would want to get rid of that would be interfering with my goals, do I place things on that side or do they naturally just come upon the board?
No, the vision board pulls up all the information.
Okay. So I'm like the observer of the vision board to see what comes up?
Yes. So when you're looking for, when you're putting any goals, and let's say you are looking at all issues about that goal, issues, people, places, timeline, connections, morphic fields that are holding you back, so those would be generated by the vision board.
Okay.
So you can also ask that I want to have, let's say, let's say you have certain abundance goal, and you can put that goal and ask the vision board, display all issues that can prevent me from achieving this, and then disconnect them.
Okay. And then let's say if I have a financial goal that I would like to achieve that is has a due date on it. With liquid luck, would that work for that?
Well, it always works for me.
Okay.
So play with that and develop the sense of, develop that alignment so that all these tools work for you 100% of the time.
Okay.
Anytime you get any benefit, create an anchor point. Think about those benefits. And whenever you would apply these tools, think about all the things you have accomplished. These are all your references. And then when you ask again, don't get attached, stay detached, non-judgmental, neutral, but understand that the tools work 100% of the time. So things will work out perfectly. Just have that belief and see what happens.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Yes. Hi, Mashur. I haven't been sleeping in 3 weeks. It literally started like a light switch went off, and I'm not sleeping at all. And I've been using the harmonic shield and the rings of harmony and the vision board, and there's no change. And being in a house with my husband who sleeps, or anybody, it drives me crazy. And the whole energy of the home is like depressing for me because of this. And I am not motivated, and I'm usually very passionate about everything. And I realized that I created this. I must help. And I realized there's a lesson in this. And this happened to me 20 years ago, and it lasted a year. And I guess I have fear and anxiety about it continuing like that.
Okay, so...
And I'm not working at the moment, and that creates more anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... use the release program, and here's what you do. Think about the vision board, or just draw like a graph paper, draw a bunch of grids on a piece of paper, and look at, mark one of the boxes, that is where you are, like in the subway maps or in any of those maps, they would tell you are here, so that's where you are, and that represents your disharmony, your issues with sleep and everything. Now, each one of the boxes, let those represent alternate options. because all options that can happen do exist. So pick another option, mark some other boxes where all things are the same, but you have perfect sleep. You have perfect sound sleep, you're in perfect health and fitness. So mark some of the boxes, you know, have a check mark that these are the boxes with perfect health and fitness, you're sleeping well, and gradually move yourself from current timeline or current option to one of the alternate options. What you are doing is you are moving from one option to a different option in the hologram, because all options exist simultaneously. So you're choosing a separate option, then create another path. Do some experiment on that. I know it can sound a little weird if you haven't done it, but think about a chessboard, you know, so there are a whole bunch of blacks and whites. You know, that may be a better example. Let one color represent your disharmony with sleep, and let the other color represent perfect sleep, perfect health and fitness. So you're currently in one of the boxes that represent disharmony. Gradually start to move out of that box and go into another option that represents harmony.
Right, and what tool do I use to create this chessboard?
You can use the vision board. You can have it on the vision board. Just draw it on the vision board.
Okay.
So just move through the vision board. If you don't see it that well, you can draw it on a piece of paper.
Right.
And also, you know, use the rings of harmony around yourself now, and whenever this happened before, like you mentioned 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And also age 7 and 13, use the vision board, use the rings of harmony there, whatever happened, release those, and connect with your ancestors. Some of the, let's say go back 3 or 4 generations, connect all of them in a network, run the rings of harmony around every one of them. So you can release the ancestral patterns that you're also carrying that are creating some issues too. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Hi, Masur.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, there. I'm having this problem. Can I be accidentally uninstall the program?
Not really. You cannot accidentally do something.
Because I have this issue that now that I've installed it, I keep thinking about uninstalling it. It's just like when you have debt, you keep on thinking about getting out of debt, something like that. So now I don't know if I have it installed or I have uninstalled it.
Well, just think about, if you are wondering if you have uninstalled it somehow, you haven't, but just install it again.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Then when I've installed it, now I'm worried that I might uninstall it. So I keep...
No, just disconnect from those morphic fields. Understand that they are always with you, and
mm-hmm.
You will not uninstall them. You can, just get out of those morphic fields, detach from those.
Oh, but that doesn't mean, does it mean that when I think about uninstalling it, it doesn't mean that it's actually uninstalled?
No, you don't have to worry about those.
Oh, okay. Now, with the rings of harmony, will this also solve the connection to the negative morphic field, or does it have to be through the vision board?
The rings of harmony will basically do a deep cleansing of your personal field or any field. The vision board is used for morphic fields.
Oh, so the rings of harmony does not disconnect me from the negative morphic field.
No, I have not programmed that for the rings of harmony. It's basically personal fields, any personal field, whether it's your field or your home, office, business, all of that.
How about, is it possible for, let's say I really want this to work consciously, but subconsciously it's been rejected by me. Is that possible?
It is possible. If you have that type of mapping where nothing works for you, or you know something's not going to work for you, you need, these are also morphic field connections. So disconnect from those and connect with everything works for you 100% of the time. So gradually keep making those new connections.
Okay. So let's say I do like apply template, release same, get in the pair and my sister for 1 month. But you mentioned that the program already knows, like just how, it knows like how long to run, then it leaves.
Yeah, you know, you can apply for a month, but it will stay active. However, when it sees that a personal field, you know, this is the max a personal field can handle, it will not force anything.
But that's just for that moment, right? But if I...
Yes, that's for the moment. So whenever your field can handle a little more, then it will restart again.
Ah, so I don't have to keep on calling it within that 1 month.
Recommend people that you know, they activate it and reinforce it, or keep doing that, because this way your brain knows that something is running and how you're changing and how transformation is happening. So this way you can start to notice more. That's the reason.
But how about, because when I'm running it for other people, can I just leave it for...
Yeah, you can leave it there. That's fine.
Then, let's say that my sister can just handle 1 day. Then the program leaves. But then, let's say after 1 week, she can handle more. So that, do I have to call it again, or does the program automatically come back?
No, if you're defining, 3 weeks, then it will stay on for 3 weeks. All right.
Even if it's not, how's this? Even if it's already finished its work.
What was your last comment? You were breaking off a little bit.
Okay. So even if it has already finished its work, it will stay on for 3 weeks. Is that how it works?
Yeah. When you set up a timeline, it will work for the timeline. However, it will not it will not force anything. When the program sees that you have reached the max, it will stop. But when it can start again during that timeline, it will restart again.
Ah, okay. And last question. Let's say I move on to another plane, or I hope not. If it, you move on, what happens to the program?
What do you mean?
Like,
the programs are in the hologram. The programs exist on much higher planes.
Oh. So they stay on.
Well, if you're not here, then you don't need the programs.
Ah, okay. That's all, Michelle. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so I will create, when you're in fifth dimension or sixth dimension, I'll create fifth or sixth dimensional programs. And I'll offer that through my fifth dimensional website.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, hello, Mashur.
Hi.
I've been feeling very happy as a result of doing your work, and I've had a lot of deep emotional releases, but today I was on a roller coaster. Some things really got to me, and I don't like feeling that out of balance. So I don't know if you have a comment on that. I know you answered some of my questions already with the other callers.
Well, if you feel out of balance with something, or anything, the first thing I always recommend is use the Rings of Harmony around yourself and all these issues and all the people who are involved, so you can harmonize that entire network. And then depending on what you are feeling, you may want to use one of the release programs, or you may want to flush your energy field with sunlight. Use a vision board to define some of your goals. Use a vision board to disconnect from some of these morphic fields that are not beneficial. So, you know, there could be a mixture of a number of different things you could do. But definitely Rings of Harmony is always the first thing.
Okay, so could I use the vision board to define that I want more harmony with these people instead of a sense of conflict?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and another question, maybe you'd rather that I email this, because it's not about how to use the tools. I heard you on Darius's program today, and I was curious to hear. It sounded like you had a vision of a new and very successful financial system.
It's not a vision. It's just there are other systems that are available, but they cannot come forward. However, you know, a lot of people are doing a lot of work that says, you know, these current systems need to change. And we know because of how our financial systems work, it is not a fifth dimensional system. So when we talk about moving to higher planes, we need to work with systems that can support those vibrations. All right.
Oh, okay. So then you didn't have a particular description of what that would look like?
No, I don't really want to talk about that.
Okay.
You know, let things play out, because there are many options that are available, and we'll see which one shows up.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi, Mashur.
Hi.
This is Asha. A few questions, actually, and I think you might have answered them, and yet I'm going to ask them again because I just want a little bit of clarification. Okay, if I was trying to help a family member, I can bring them, I can imagine that I've brought them to the center of the sun with myself. Am I correct?
Yes, you can.
Okay. And
have the harmonic shield around them.
Okay.
And you can go to the center of the sun with everyone. But it is better if they know it, so that way their consciousness will not reject it.
I don't understand that. Can you repeat that, please?
It is better that your family members know it, because otherwise if they're determined that they don't want to do anything with you, then they can also reject it.
So it's good if they know that I'm doing such work for them and what exactly it is that I'm visualizing. That's what you mean, yeah?
Yeah, you can tell them that, you know, what you're doing to health, you can teach them this process. So when people consciously do this, it's, you know, it would work much faster.
Okay, and that's related to my second question. When I was listening to the activation, the download, the recording, you didn't mention that the activations also were for the family, and yet today you're saying that families are immediately activated, that they can use it themselves. They can activate it themselves, yeah?
No, that's not what I said. I said I enable it for family members. So if they listen to the recording or if they want to use the programs, then that's fine.
Ah, so they would have to actually listen to the recordings first to have it activated for themselves, yeah?
Yeah, they can have the installation and activation through the recording. But if
okay.
you have little kids, then you can always do the activation for them.
Okay. Again, I'm asking questions for other people. If I were to apply the template Liquid Luck, say for goals for a daughter of mine, for again, with her permission, of course, like, could I have goals for her? I mean, she knows that I'm generally working for her good, but like, if I could see that she's actually being difficult, or she's, you know, reached a place of an emotional block or having emotional obstacles with her father, could I then actually be working on goals with her where okay, let's put an example then. So I'm like putting out a goal. I activate or apply template Liquid Luck, and I put out the goal that she has a more harmonious relationship with her father. Can I?
So why don't you do this instead of that? Because you're, you know, instead of picking family members and, you know, defining their goals, why don't you have your goal so that you have a family that is where everybody has a harmonious relationship?
Okay. So in your answer, what I'm hearing is don't put out goals for other people, yeah?
Well, if they're not looking for this, if they're not willing to make the changes, then they can always go back and map to old patterns. So you can do it as many times as you want, but, you know, it's like if somebody has a drinking habit, you know, you can always give them brochures about, or, you know, give them information about how it's bad for them. But if they pick up a glass of, you know, wine or something, and, you know, they can drink it.
Yeah.
So they will always go back. So that's why it's better when people are old enough that they do their own work.
Yeah, I hear you on that, because I think I want my relationship for my daughter to be good with her father more than she wants it. So I think you've also
answered
that.
Yeah, so your goals should be you want to have a family that is where everybody has harmonious relationship. So you can have that goal for yourself. And when your projection changes, this will change automatically.
Okay, and in my relationship with her, she comes across to me at least as being very controlling, and the feeling that I get is that we have spent lifetimes where she has tried to control me a lot in previous lifetimes, yeah? That's a feeling. I'm not saying that I can see it or I'm clairvoyant. I'm none of those things, yeah? But so I could put out goals where... Yeah, I guess as I'm talking to you, I realize what I should do is to put out the rings of harmony around her and me across all our timelines.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. You answered one of my questions where I wanted to ask, because I've heard you say things like, you know, you activate the rings of harmony around another person for 36 hours or for 7 days, right? But you've also said that the rings of harmony work kind of intermittently. They work maximum for a period and then they stop and then they work again on the person. So I could say I want the rings of harmony to work on a person for 7 days and leave it at that, and it would do its work intermittently or whatever. Yeah?
Yes, however this is appropriate. Right.
Yeah. And I didn't understand what you meant when you said, when someone said they wanted to visualize, and then I think she meant auric field, or at least that's what I understood what you meant. But why did you bring up crystal or glass of water? Did you mean that to help with visualization?
Well, you can always you can always ask open-ended questions. So it could be anything. Crystal, glass of water, they're clear. So it's always good to work with those.
Okay.
All right.
When are you doing the next matrix class, the crystallized matrix activation?
I don't know yet.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Marshall.
You're
You've
welcome.
Answered all my questions. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm new to the call. This is my first call. And I have a question on... how do you go to the center of the sun?
You can, I have done this process at the beginning of this call. You can listen to the recording when I put it up. Also, all the other coaching calls have something similar. But basically,
okay,
you call in the harmonic shield, and you can ask the shield to go to the center of the sun. Basically, you visualize you going into the center of the sun.
Okay. Well, I just haven't been able to get on the other calls, so... I'll go back, try to listen to the recordings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. You can do the exercise during, you know, as I lead them, so that might be easier for you. But basically, you activate the rings of harmony around you, and
mm-hmm.
you just go into the center of the sun. Think about the sun, and think about you traveling to the sun and going to the center.
Okay. And what does this do?
It helps you to expand your consciousness. You can also use the sunlight to cleanse your field.
Okay.
And you can merge with the sun. That would be very expansive for you.
Very good. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Listening to the call very much. I've learned a lot.
Great. All right, so it is 11:10 p.m. in the East Coast. So we've gone more than 2 hours. I'm going to take 2 more callers, and then we'll end the call. Hello.
Hello, Monsieur.
Yes.
Hi. This is also my first call, and one question is, I've been struggling a lot with anxiety, and especially around making any decisions, big or small, and just a lot of chaotic anxiety around that, and just a lack of clarity. Like when I try to go in to get an answer, just a lot of static, and that causes more anxiety. So that's one issue that I was wondering how I might go about using some rituals to work with that. And it's been with me a long time, but it's getting even worse. It just seems to be playing up even more right now. So.
Yeah, so run the rings of harmony around you and all of your issues with fear, anxiety, doubt, anything else that you're experiencing. So keep doing that. And also use the vision board to disconnect from any of these feelings that are not beneficial for you and all morphic field connections that are not beneficial for you. So all connections to people, places, timelines, morphic fields that are creating any anxiety in you, you know, isolate those and disconnect them.
Yes.
And definitely use the rings of harmony. You can also set up the rings of harmony around all of your lifetimes, so that all anxiety and related issues can be released.
Okay. Great. And the other question would be, I'm also wanting to connect more with nature, and especially with the ocean, because I have a very strong connection with the ocean, and I want to understand how I can work with it. Maybe even I have a sense of healing the ocean, healing nature, connecting in it in a way that there's an exchange, but I'd like to be more conscious of the exchange, like what they're saying back to me, and even connecting maybe with devas and nature beings and other beings of life that want to connect with me, so, and the ocean itself. So like, are there ways I can increase that capacity using the tools?
Well, there are tools that I use. You know, there are like planetary tools that I have constructed. So they're not on my website, but you can, are you visual? If you can create, if you can start to visualize the matrix of what the ocean looks like. So think about the ocean, what it looks like right now with all the pollution, and think about the ocean, what it would look like when it's in perfect harmony, and slide the ocean that is in disharmony with the pollution into a recycle bin and slide the other one in its place. So it could be something simple like that. Now, obviously, this would get stronger as you start to believe more and your brain creates a network, neural network, understanding how hologram works. So, yeah, you can use the rings of harmony around the oceans. You can use the rings of harmony around the planet. You can define the goals with vision board. You can bring in sunlight into the ocean. You can flush the entire planet with energy from different stars. They can do all of that.
And how can I develop more like a, like I want to, you know, put energy from source or light, energy of light into nature and into the ocean. But I'd also like to hear, like communicate more
so I know what the plants and the ocean and other things are saying back to me, like to be able to hear intuitively what they're communicating.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can start to tune in, and you know, it's, let's say you can work with a number of different countries and their consciousness, what they're looking for. So mm-hmm. tune into different countries, see what they're looking for, tune into nature, see what's needed, tune into different oceans, see what shows up for you. So keep playing like that. Don't get judgmental. Don't expect anything specific. Just mm-hmm. notice what happens, what shows up, and see what type of information you receive.
Okay. Well, can I just... Yeah, thank you very much.
Sure, you're welcome. All right, last question.
Hi.
Hello.
I wanted to thank you, first of all, so much of the stuff that we've done on your recordings and so on has worked so well for me. My biggest problem, well, not problem, but the situation that I have is, I know that you had said that we shouldn't ask to lose weight, but we should ask to donate it to another person who needs it and so on, since it's an exchange of energy. For some reason, just this portion of what you said doesn't seem to work for me. And I don't know, you know, what I'm doing incorrectly or how to fix it.
Yeah, so first, you know, there are no problems, there are nothing. So disconnect from all these morphic fields that say it doesn't work. Don't think about any particular person. Think about nature. Take a walk in nature and let nature absorb extra energy that is stored as weight. So let nature absorb that for you. Donate that to countries where people are hungry. So don't, you know, you don't have to be any, you know, work with anybody specific, but just donate it to countries, to nature, to the planet, so the planet can transform that extra energy and utilize it for the highest good of all.
Okay. Now,
so it's a matter of, you know, training your brain to understand that's happening.
Okay. Could I use Rings of Harmony around the issue?
You can use the Rings of Harmony to detach from all, yes, so detach from issues that are creating the blocks, right?
Okay.
And also define your weight goal using the vision board.
Okay. All righty. I did not do that yet. And also, I could also use the situation where all tools work for me 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. All righty.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. I'll take one more caller, the last caller.
Oh, hi, Mishur.
Hi.
Eric. I don't really understand what holographic means. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
The holographic, have you seen... let's say Star Wars or Star Trek, like the holographic projections. It's a three-dimensional projection created by light. So when we talk about the universe is holographic in nature, you can read a book called The Holographic Universe, or there's a book called The Divine Matrix. You know, there are many books, but The Holographic Universe may give you a better idea. So understand. So a hologram means... You know, have you seen those cars where you can flip the cars or move the cars around and you see different images?
I'm not sure. Is it like sometimes they have these sort of picture cards and you just see things a little bit differently on them?
Yeah, like when you move, let's say you may have a dolphin and when you move it a little bit, dolphin may be jumping. Yeah, those are holograms. So the hologram is kind of like creating an illusion using light particles. So when we talk about the holographic nature of the universe, that means it is a projected universe. The projection is coming from a higher plane.
Okay. And so you're creating almost like programs out of light in a different plane, and we're connecting with them.
Yeah,
that
they're constructed with light, sound, sacred geometry, and other information.
Okay. And if we want to begin to create programs for ourselves, is it possible to do that?
Yes. Anybody can do that. Anybody can do anything. So first you need to really understand hologram. You need to be able to learn to work with patterns. So you need to recognize what is disharmony and what is harmony. For each person it's different, but once you start to recognize these things, you know, that's why I tell people when they use the tools or the products, notice what shows up for you. Notice how negativity gets released. Notice what you absorb. So when you start to notice this, you start to notice what's for your benefit and what is not. Then gradually, you can go more and more into a higher consciousness, deeper, and then go to other planes and look at options from those planes.
Okay, because I don't think I'm particularly visual, but I sense or feel things. So would I be able to almost with my imagination, you know, through my, I don't know if this is possible, like almost like sensory imagination, imagine.
Yeah, anybody can do anything. So it doesn't matter where you are, but you can also develop your visual you know, visualization power if you'd like.
Okay.
So, yeah, everything is available for everyone.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Thank you all for joining. I will be posting the recording to the coaching calls page most likely tomorrow, and I will also have this updated to the download page designed by Your Wealth Revolution, so you can always download the recorded call from there or the coaching call page. The page is linked via the newsletter. There's a link to, I think it says coaching call, or listen to, click here to listen to coaching call, something like that. So thanks, everyone, for joining, and have fun with the programs. Bye.